Appeasement Fat, written by Donut Sweeper, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Phantoms, The Yellow Wallpaper, The Residence at Whitminster. Not rated. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Additional tags: horror, secret societies, demon, supernatural elements. Everything had to be perfect before the patient arrived. The house itself had been chosen for its location, set just the right distance back from the road and far enough away from town that both could be seen from an upper window. Such a view would be a tantalizing tease for the patient, in sight but forever out of reach. Luckily, the rooms within met their needs as well. Those on the first level were bright and airy, each with multiple windows that opened out to the beautiful gardens or the patios. They were furnished with plush chairs and comfortable sofas. Some had walls lined with bookcases, while others displayed pastoral paintings or exquisite cityscapes. One even had a grand fireplace with an ornate marble mantel. These rooms were everything one might hope to find in a stately manor. They were also, however, not where the patient would spend the majority of her time. The patient's room was special. Its walls were covered with garishly colored paper, glued so its pattern was ever so slightly misaligned. It wouldn't be overly noticeable at first, but if examined long enough, for example by someone who rarely left the room, it would slowly become virulently grating. Sanity was so fleeting for the young, the weak. Under the right circumstances, it could be easily taken, bit by bit. Its loss would be unnoticeable until it was far too late. Or, as in this case, not noticed by those who were willing and able to help, while expected and hoped for by those who were not. "Are you sure you wish to do this, John?" the prospective initiate was asked. He showed no reaction to the overly familiar usage of his given name, merely replying with a soft, "Yes," before squaring his shoulders and repeating more firmly, "Yes, I am." "And you realize that once you have begun, there will be no turning back?" "Yes, my lord. Once she has been..." He paused, obviously giving proper consideration to his choice of wording. "Installed into that room, and the process started, we must remain in residence for the full 3 months."
"And if you do not?"
"Then not only will I no longer be considered for membership, but I will face many professional consequences as well."
Such consequences were enough of a deterrent for a man like him. It was not necessary to explain that, in truth, the cessation of the sacrifice ritual would result in his untimely death.
"And no matter what she may say or do, you will not interfere?"
"No, my lord. I am well aware that actions were ill-advised, as if I were to do so there, it could cause a devastating rebound."
They had been careful to describe in minute detail how he would be ripped asunder due to the backlash.
"Very good, then. And you still wish to proceed?"
"Yes, my lord. It is the best for me, as well as for my child, to do so."
"Ah, yes, your heir. Heirs are important, are they not?"
The shadows shifted, allowing the others that flanked his lordship to be briefly seen. They made no noise, but the prospective initiate still seemed rather ill at ease while in their presence, swallowing several times before clearing his throat and adding,
"As you say, my lord."
"Very well. Everything has been prepared for your arrival. We will expect frequent updates as to how she's responding to her rest cure, so we may judge her progression." The first report was disappointing. While the patient was not happy with her assigned room, her protests were minor and rather overshadowed by her love of the large manor, as they had hoped it would be. If the wallpaper's offness had been noticed, she had not mentioned it to her husband.
"The initiate has left word that on the 7th day in residence, the patient brought up the subject of the wallpaper," his lordship reported to the others. "What deliciously auspicious timing. So far, he has been able to assuage her concerns on the matter." The room warmed briefly. They were pleased. The fifth report was done in person.
"It is going well, I believe," he exclaimed. "Physically, she has not weakened overly much. In fact, she may even be growing in strength, but her mind wanders so these days. I've had to tell her several times not to let her silly fancies run away with her."
Pupils wide, his eyes skittered from side to side rather than having to look at the others or his lordship as he spoke.
eventually dropping his head to stare at the floor so he could avoid their gaze completely.
"Very good," his lordship replied. "You may go."
Tugging at his collar, he mumbled something that might have been, "Yes, sir, thank you, sir," before all but fleeing from the room.
The others chittered softly in his ear.
"Yes, I fear he may not be made of strong enough stuff to be able to join our ranks," he shook his head. "Thankfully, that is of no true issue for us. Be it one sacrifice or two, it matters not."
The most recent note was less of a report and more of a collection of disjointed scribblings, but his lordship still perused it with interest, reading its most important parts aloud to the others.
"The wallpaper has been found torn in places with small rents and scratches just above and below alongside a long smooch that runs around the wall. The housekeeper has noted the patient's unusual behavior. Conveniently, she has only mentioned her concerns to the initiate in his position of both husband and doctor to the afflicted party, as well as her employer. We had assumed that would be the case. However, it is nice to have confirmation, though that word will not be spread outside of those under our control."
His lordship folded the report and slipped it away.
The final report was supposed to be made in person, but the prospective initiate did not arrive.
His lordship shook his head and huffed out an annoyed breath as the minutes ticked by. Eventually, he turned to the others.
"What say you?" he asked, for as attuned to that which the sacrifice was to feed as they were, they should have had a general sense of whether or not the ritual had been a success or if it had failed.
The happiness they extruded was unmistakable.
"Excellent."
The end.